Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with State Representative Jared Klein about the Iowa Department of Public Health issuing a notice of intent to award the first medical cannabidiol manufacturing license to MedPharm Iowa.
With the Iowa Department of Public Health issuing the notice of intent to award a manufacturing license to MedPharm Iowa to manufacture medical cannabidiol, what are your thoughts on this announcement?
Well, my understanding is I think there were 9 people that showed interest early on, and of them, MedPharm was the only one to actually submit for the license. There is still room for another, because we built the law to include 2, but there's 1. Now, of this company in particular, I'm very optimistic because these are the exact sort of people we were hoping would show interest in the expanded program. MedPharm Iowa has some pretty strong ties to Kemin Industries out of Des Moines, which not a lot of Iowans know about, but it's a homegrown company right out of Des Moines there, but they're all over the world nowadays. This is a company that has done amazing things with extracts from rosemary plants, marigolds, potatoes. They've already are well established in the food, healthcare industry that they're going to be able to do some really neat things. This is a company that I did talk to during session amongst many others, and the science that they are planning to bring to the industry, I think, is very good for the future of this. Because they're a company already with ties that can go in to plants and extract specific things, specific different. There's many, many parts of, especially when you talk about the marijuana plant, the cannabis plant, that can do different things that they're talking about being able to go in and extract some of those other pieces to look at what can they do to help in the medical field. So I think it's a very good thing, and there's still room for more.
And I know we've spoken in the past about the CBD law passed, and I know you mentioned that a board, state board, needs to be set up to advise the legislature on the manufacturing of this. What has happened since we've last spoken?
Well, the board is fully formed, and I think they're actually supposed to meet this Friday or early next week. I think it's this week yet. They're actually going to have one of their meetings, and they will be discussing. We've given them several directives that they need. These are medical specialists, and including also law enforcement, of course, is in that mix. But these folks are going to be able to give us advice on what conditions should be included, things we can do to improve the law, change the law, what should we be looking at in this area, because, again, we need medical experts telling us what their opinion is, because we're not, primarily most of us in the legislature are not healthcare professionals. We come from all walks of life, which is a good thing, but at the same time, we need that advice, and that board is meeting on Friday.
Thoughts from the board or, their advisement, do you think that will influence this upcoming legislative session?
There's potential for it, too. I guess as floor manager of this issue and the bill, I have some unique insight into all these different angles people have. And the board was a response to a pretty strong group of a number of legislators who expressed their concern of wanting to have professionals in the healthcare fields giving us advice to make decisions on. So that's why we put that in the law, is to answer their concern. And if their concern is answered and they feel better about something now, then there's potential to see law change. Once session's rolling, it's hard to say where things are going to go and how they're going to play out. Last year, at the beginning of session, the Senate indicated they weren't going to be sending us any bills dealing with the topic. And then they ended up doing something at the end of session that absolutely did. So it's kind of hard to tell right now, but that board is in place to answer the concerns of a large number of legislators to get professional medical advice and input on this topic.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with State Representative Jared Klein. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.